Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Randy Block from Cattle Facts. We're talking death loss in Nebraska with Randy in just a moment. Superior Livestock proud to present the Gulf Coast Classic No. 4, 4th and 5th of April, live on Dish Network Satellite Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll be originating from the Natchitoches Event Center of Natchitoches, Louisiana, 8 a.m. Central Time for both Thursday morning and Friday morning, 4th and 5th of April. Be selling a total of 57,100 head. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 4th through 6th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Admission and parking are free. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details and interactive show floor plan.
Randy Block is the Chief Executive Officer of Cattle Facts, the market analysis arm of the cattle industry, and Cattle Facts has been talking a little bit about the death loss issue up in Nebraska. We've had some early reports of 700,000 head maybe killed, another report of 1 million calves lost this year in Nebraska. Those numbers, though, according to both the Nebraska Department of Agriculture and according to Randy Block, are simply a little too high.
Well, I think some of the early estimates were probably a little bit exaggerated, but there, you know, it's been a devastating situation. It's been very, very difficult on our cow-calf producers, on our feed yards, infrastructure washed away in many cases. It's going to take months and months and months to get back, maybe in some cases very difficult to even get back to normal. There's been that much damage. So it's a severe deal. You know, I don't really know how many animals have been lost, but I can say it this way is the number of animals lost has been devastating to the individual producers. But for the industry in total, it's not a significant number. And I think that's, if you're looking at it from a market impact standpoint, it won't have a market impact. But again, the performance has been hugely impacted in those areas. Weights are going down at a rapid pace. In many cases, animals are 100 pounds lighter than they were forecast to be. So it's a difficult situation.
Now, Lance Zimmerman, who works for Randy at Cattle Facts, has put a report out on their website, the Cattle Facts website, that maybe the number is somewhere close to 100,000, maybe a little bit under that. But he cautions everyone, at best, that is an educated guess and subject to revision in the days to come. Now, outside of the cattle industry, something that's really worrisome to anybody that's producing protein these days, African swine fever.
When you have a protein, China's pork production is 50% of the global pork production, and that would represent 20% of the global meat supply. So to put it in that kind of perspective, I think all you have to do is digest that sentence, and it's going to have an impact. That's why we've seen the increased volatility in the last couple of weeks. This is not going to go away. You know, the thing that, what if, we don't think it's going to happen, but you just think about, hey, what if we were to get African swine fever in the U.S.? We have to understand we're exporting about 25% of our total pork production today. Obviously, those export markets would dry up overnight. I don't think that's going to happen, but again, this is going to take months and years to sort out in here, and there won't be any short-term solutions.
You see U.S. beef perhaps benefiting with maybe some additional demand into China?
Well, I think we'll get a little more product movement into the global markets to help fill some of the voids. I'm not sure we're going to get a lot more access to China than what we have today, but mm-hmm. I do believe we'll see improved poultry exports into different parts of the world. Hopefully, we'll be able to do trade with China directly on the poultry side. Bottom line is we're going to have less total meat to consume in the U.S. than what we would have anticipated. So those numbers will be a couple of pounds less than we would have shared with you 6 to 12 months ago as a result of swine fever.
Randy Block of Cattle Facts on the unknown swirling around African swine fever. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Ranching ain't for sissies. The 2019 Hip Hill County AgriLife Beef Cattle Conference, April 23rd, 24th in Canadian, Texas, will take on critical issues facing the beef cattle industry. Speakers will include Temple Grandin, Burke Tykert of Beef Magazine, Cattle Facts, and many others. For more info, call Hip Hill County AgriLife at 806-323-9114. 806-323-9114. 323-9114. This is Ron Hayes. I'll see you in Canadian.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.